IoT CEO and Space Ambassador inspires women and minorities in STEM. Ansari talks to thousands of engineers at SolidWorks World 2017. The applause was deafening. Image courtesy of Dassault Systèmes. When many engineers are asked who their living heroes are, the typical answer leads to men like Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Buzz Aldrin. Great choices. However, my new answer to this question is the serial entrepreneur and space ambassador, Anoush Ansari. Her speech at this year's SolidWorks World 2017, SWW17, was inspiring. Ansari is the definition of the American dream. A survivor of war and revolution in Iran, she came to the U.S. and made a name for herself in the aerospace, communication and Internet of Things, IoT, industries. Ever heard of the Ansari X Prize? Well, you can put two and two together on that one. I'm sure every young woman, immigrant or refugee dreaming of a science, technology, engineering or math, STEM, profession will relate to Ansari's story. Perhaps it can fuel your own. And to those that don't fit into those categories, consider hearing Ansari out. Hers can be an example to learn from. Dreamer of dreams, the first female and Iranian private space explorer. Ansari is ready for launch on a Soyuz TMA-9 mission to the International Space Station. She is the first female and first Iranian to make the trip as a private space explorer. Image courtesy of Dassault Systèmes. Like many engineers, Ansari loved Star Trek and science fiction. She would even dream that aliens would abduct her from Iran and take her out into the expanse. Little did Ansari know that her dream would ultimately come true, except for the extraterrestrial part. Iran had no means to of taking Ansari up into the black. As a result, she did what so many others looking for opportunities do. She traveled to the USA. Ansari lamented to the crowd at SWW17 that, thanks to the 45th president, this trip to the USA is something many others from her country are currently having a hard time doing. When Ansari came to the States, she joked that Starfleet Academy didn't exist in San Francisco quite yet. So, she turned to engineering and entrepreneurship instead. Ansari gained a great success and a significant sum with her business ventures, which she co-founded with her husband and brother-in-law. If you haven't figured it out yet, Ansari and her family sponsored $10 million for the Ansari X Prize. The prize was designed to kickstart the commercialization of space exploration. It awarded the first non-governmental organization to launch a reusable manned spacecraft twice in a two-week period. The winner of the X Prize was Spaceship One by Scaled Composites. This ship now hangs in the National Air and Space Museum. Ansari is also an advisor to the company Made in Space, which provided the ISS with two 3D printers. These printers are already able to create various parts and tools in zero gravity and will, in the future, significantly improve the feasibility of space travel. Therefore, it is quite fitting that Ansari is also the first woman and Iranian to travel to the International Space Station, ISS, as a private explorer. As a child in Iran, Ansari dreamed of space travel, like many budding engineers do. She even shared her childhood drawings with the audience at SWW17. It was this love of space that inspired Ansari to join the STEM community herself. She received a bachelor's degree in electronics and computer engineering from George Mason University, a master's degree in electrical engineering from George Washington University, and an honorary doctorate from the International Space University. And this resume doesn't even include her entrepreneurial achievements. Ansari is a pillar in the tech industry currently focused on IoT. Ansari has made a name for herself in more places than aerospace. She also served as a co-founder and CEO of Telecom Technologies before its big sale to Sonus Network. Currently, she serves as a co-founder and CEO of the IoT platform company Perdia Systems. Perdia is attempting, like many other IoT platforms, to bring interconnectivity to the IoT. Its IoT platform is called the Residential Operating System, ROS, and promises users the ability to bring all of their connected devices onto one agnostic platform. As for corporations, ROS proposes the ability to quickly and securely bring devices onto the IoT for the purposes of transitioning from being product-centric companies into service providers. Organizations can create customized home IoT experiences and end-to-end management systems for their users with the use of apps provided on the ROS IoT platform. ROS offers an interface that can connect various people, data and devices within the internet, home security, entertainment, home automation, and healthcare industries. The goal is to help companies grow their user bases into communities. This will give businesses the opportunity to connect with users and offer better products and services as feedback continues. If Ansari and her team at Perdia managed to translate the Internet of Babel into a cohesive Internet of Things, it would be a holy grail for the industry. Ansari's message of peace for all nations trumps hate. Ansari's batch for her trip to the ISS. Like many others that have visited space and seen our blue ball for how small it really is, she promotes peace. Image courtesy of AnaUshaHansari.com. A lesson one can learn from Ansari: it to be persistent when following one's dreams. It was a driving factor that led to many of her success stories. The destination wasn't clear, but the successes added up. As each domino fell in place, she eventually made it from her humble beginnings in a war-torn Iran into the tranquility of orbit. It is this message that she passes on during her various travels and speeches to engineers and youth alike. Her message is a great way to get minorities and women in STEM. "When I talk to students, I remind them how important imagination is," Ansari said at SWW 17. "It's one of the most precious gifts we have as human beings." Additionally, like many others that have seen our big blue marble from the skies, Ansari promotes peace for all nations. It's a lifestyle anyone from the STEM and Trekkie community can get behind. "Everything you want to know you can learn from Star Trek," Ansari said. "This is a motto I have also embraced. Because even though we come from many places, have many cultures and follow many beliefs, we are all capable of greatness, kindness, love and compassion." It is this message of peace to all nations and the will to follow dreams that Ansari preaches today. I for one will gladly sing in that choir. To learn more about Anusha Ansari, read some of her blogs from space and thoughts from Earth here. Or watch her amazing speech at SolidWorks World 2017 3rd General Session here.